This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Kona Edge. Happy Friday as we head into the weekend. My name is Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us. We touch base once again with Tim Ballantyne today to talk about biking and some of the things that he's done to get better and improve his Ironman bike over time. And don't forget as well, if you're looking for high-performance race wheels, Wheel Signs have you covered. I've been using them and love them, absolutely love them. They are seriously good wheels at a fraction of the price of the big-name sort of brands. Go check them out. If you want to find out more, just go to thekonaedge.com/wheels. The link is in the podcast player to this as well. And if you use Kona Edge at checkout, they'll give you 10% off your order. That's Kona Edge at checkout to get 10% off your order. Make sure you go check those wheels out. Let's chat some biking here today on the Kona Edge. And Tim Ballantyne joins us once again. Tim, welcome back onto the podcast.
Thanks, Brad.
Tim, let's talk about your bike. Out of the three disciplines, it's not your strongest. It's not your favorite. It's something you've had to work particularly hard at. And in a sport like triathlon, particularly Ironman, it is, unless the wheels come off on the run, it is the longest of the three disciplines. Let's talk about the importance of having a big base and improving your Ironman bike performance.
Well, I'm learning the art of patience and that phrase of time on the bike. And the type of personality I am, I will spend time on the bike. My first Ironman was Melbourne. I did an 8:51 and I rode a 4:51, and that was second fastest, so it was great. And but one thing in that is I was living in a place where I was able to ride on the road a lot and go to the hills a lot. I was in the hills. Like, we don't have mountains obviously, but we've got hills where you can repeat that are, you know, say 45 minutes long. And then quite literally my last four Ironman bike splits have been 5 hours and 10 minutes. So I have a little bit of a monkey there. My last two, I've done different preps and I've tried it differently. I think I might have cracked the nut. We'll find out. But it's definitely a work in progress for me. But I love that challenge. I haven't been riding a bike long. It's my weakest. But I'm very determined to make it my strongest, because if I can do that, I think that's a pretty key part of the puzzle.
Yeah. What do you think it is? What is that nut that you've been struggling to crack?
Yeah. Strength off the bike. Strength off the bike. I just wasn't doing enough of it. And, when you put the feet up at 7 o'clock after a hard day, kind of looking at the foam roller or the TRX straps, kind of like the last thing that I want to do. I'd rather, just watch a bit of TV, to be honest. But I've moved away from that now. And three times a week, really trying to, I've got runner's legs. If any of my mates or any of my triathlete, I've definitely got chicken legs. And I'm probably never going to have monster quads and do any of that. But I'm light too, Brad. So it's just that I really struggle with, I struggle with that last 40 Ks. Maybe it's mental. And I've got to work through that. But, before Kona, my FTP was 3:48 and I weighed 67 kilos. So, I had power over 20 minutes, but I just, it's quite baffling. But, I'll keep working at it.
And that's, I guess, the attraction of this thing too, though, Tim. I mean, we spoke in our first chat about coming in, flash in the pan and you leaving. But I don't think there's anything... I don't think there's such a thing as a perfect Ironman, because it's so long and so many things can go wrong. And we spoke about the mental side of it, and on the bike as well, that the last third of the bike is taxing. And a lot of it is mental, where you're just so sick and tired of being on this bike. But that's where you can win and lose a race, is how you react to that.
Oh, man, it's an interesting thing, linking with the swim a little bit, so often I come out of the water fairly alone and I get caught at 1:40 on the bike by a group, and that can be frustrating. And I've spent a lot of petrol trying to stay away. And so that's maybe a race strategy that I need to look at too, and just from a, you know, and I'm looking at that too, about maybe potentially being a bit smarter and checking the ego a little bit. So, yeah, just there's other strategies. It's all not about fitness. There is a race here too. So, yeah, potentially being a bit smarter, certainly in the last, you know, excluding the last Kona, but, you know, those last two races, I just got swamped in the last 30 and I couldn't go either. I couldn't respond, of course, at draft legal distance, but I just couldn't respond. So, yeah, but I was back with them on the run, but it just, yeah, it's quite frustrating.
I'm sure. As far as things you've done over time that's really moved the needle, I mean, looking back over the time you spent in the sport, obviously that's what you're working on right now, but is there anything else that you've done that you think has really improved your bike performance?
Obviously the technology now with indoor trainers is even in the 5 years I've been in, that shift is pretty remarkable. So, you know, using technology like Zwift and the Wahoo Kick as the direct drive rather than the wheel on, certainly that stuff has made the trainer a lot more bearable. So I would say, you know, 3 years ago, I used to really struggle to get through 2 hours on the trainer, whereas now 4 hours, it's just a lot smoother. So really putting some structure into sessions. So even as a coach, like genuine structure and actual purpose in my sessions. So, yep, there's a place for aerobic and long rides in a group. But, yeah, certainly making the most of your time and putting some structure in climbs. Like, you know, you've got a 45-minute climb. We'll make the last 10 minutes really hard. Don't be afraid to push hard. We're all trying to make this magical 80% as best we can, but you can do that by dragging the 100%, in my opinion. If you make your 100% better, well, the 80% comes with it, right? So, yeah, trying. I've tried a lot of things, and I'll keep doing it. But I'll get there. I know I'll get there.
Favorite workout on the bike, if you could only ever do one over and over again?
It's definitely not the FTP test. it's definitely not, but four by 20 minutes at around sort of 87% of threshold, kind of gets you that fourth is pretty uncomfortable. So that's a bit of, I'm going to call it a bread and butter for me, and a bit of a barometer for any preparation. That'll tell me where I'm at.
Brilliant. How often would you do that in the build-up?
Once a month.
Okay.
Once a month. So at the end of a block, like, so three in one, three on one recovery. So that sort of either the back end of the third week or early in the fourth week, I'll throw it in.
Brilliant. Well, Tim, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your run next time out.
Good on you. Thanks, Brad.
And that's it for another week of the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for joining me today. And thank you very much to Tim as well for all that advice. Tim, you're an absolute legend, sir. We'll catch up with you in a week from now to talk a little bit about your Ironman run. I'm back again on Monday. You have yourself a superb one. If you're training or racing, best of luck. I'm going to be out and about. Got a nice long run scheduled for tomorrow. Nice long cycle scheduled for Sunday. If you want to see some of the pics, I get to cycle and run in some of the most amazing places here in Cape Town. I'll be updating our social feeds, okay? Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. Just search for the Kona Edge and you'll find us there. Until Monday, have yourself a good one. Stay safe. We'll chat soon. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.